Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. And download that River Network app and then click River Talk. Now, the January 6th political prisoners who are being held in the federal gulags are near and dear to me. What is being done to these people is unconscionable. It's being done to them by the deep state, which includes the horrid, horrid Democrats who have corrupted the judicial system and the Department of Justice, and also, in addition to the Democrats, the establishment Republicans. The establishment Republicans who control Congress, the House of Representatives, that's where they have the 40,000 or so hours of video recordings that would exonerate damn near every one of the political prisoners, the January 6th political prisoners. And the Republicans promised us that if somehow they could win the House of Representatives, they would release all of the video of the January 6th, the so-called insurrection, so everybody would see that it was an inside job by the feds and all these poor people would be let out of the gulag. Well, the Republicans won. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House. And yet no mention about releasing the video, 40,000 or so hours, literally 40,000 or so hours of video regarding January 6th, so we could see that these were peaceful protesters that were set up by the feds. I even sent two FOIA requests to then-Speaker McCarthy, one in D.C. and one to his office in California, saying, I want access to this. And the response that I got from the leader of the Republican Party in the House, so they replaced him, was Mike Johnson from Louisiana. And we're still waiting. 40,000 or so hours of recording January 6th. All those people, all those poor political prisoners, the January 6th political prisoners are still in the gulags because not only the Democrats and their corrupt judges and the corrupt DOJ, but also the Republican establishment. Yes, Shelley Moore Capito, I'm talking about you and your buddies, your fellow rhinos, because they won't release the information. I hope President Donald Trump, on his first day in office, pardons every one of these people who've been incarcerated in the Fed gulags. It's unbelievable. In fact, he actually addresses that in this interview with NBC.
Let me ask you about January 6th in a different capacity, okay? I think you're going to want to answer this question. You promised to pardon those who attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Are you still vowing to follow through with that promise?
We're looking at it right now, most likely, yeah.
Well, you know,
those people have suffered long and hard, and there may be some exceptions to it. I have to look. But, you know, if somebody was radical, crazy, there might be some people from Antifa there. I don't know, you know, because those people seem to be in good shape. Whatever happened to Scaffold Man? You know who Scaffold Man was? He stood on a scaffold telling everybody to go and nothing happened to him. Whatever happened to Ray Epps? Now, I don't know anything about Ray Epps, but it was sort of strange the way he was talking. Where is he? What happened to him? Because the people that did very little, they arrested an old woman because she, I don't think she did anything. They don't even know what she did. These people have suffered. Their lives have been destroyed. And yet in Portland, where they burn down half the city, they burn it down all the time. It's like a, you know, routine occurrence. They don't do anything. They attack the courthouse, federal courthouse. You know, they always say federal building. Okay. They destroyed the beautiful limestone exterior of the courthouse in Portland. They killed people in Portland. Seattle, people got killed in Seattle. Seattle, they took over a big chunk of the city. They took it over. They took the city away. Minneapolis, It looked like when they said this is a friendly protest, and yet over the poor slobs from CNN, his shoulder, the entire city was burning down. It looked like World War II. Nothing happened.
But
wait, nothing happened. They took over the police statement. They took over the police station in Minneapolis. They burned it down. Nothing happened to anybody. These people have been in jail, and I hear the jail is a hellhole. They've done reports, and you would say that's true. They've done reports. This is the most disgusting, filthy place. These people are living in hell. And I think it's very unfair. I'll do it very quickly.
Very quickly. Okay, but some of them, 169 of them, have pleaded guilty to assaulting police officers.
Because they had no choice.
900 pleaded guilty to other crimes. They're also going to be eligible for a pardon from you?
Listen, it's a very tough system. Do you know almost nobody... I saw people that didn't even go into the building and they were convicted. And you had the police saying, come on in, come on in. I mean, you know, the police are saying, come on in, everybody, come on in. They had people... You know, you have a lot of cameras. They don't want to release the tapes. They don't want to release the tapes.
But you're going to consider pardoning even those who've pleaded guilty to crimes, including assaulting police officers.
Well, sometimes they say, here's your choice.
You're not ruling it out.
Look, I know the system. The system's a very corrupt system. They say to a guy, you're going to go to jail for 2 years or for 30 years. And these guys are looking, their whole lives have been destroyed. For 2 years, they've been destroyed. But the system is a very nasty system.
Okay. Let's
I'm going to look at everything. We're going to look at individual cases. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to be acting very quickly.
Within your first 100 days, first day?
First day. Yeah, I'm looking first
day. Issue these pardons.
These people have been there. How long is it? 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
You know, by the way, they've been in there for years, and they're in a filthy, disgusting place that shouldn't even be allowed to be open.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for the new administration. I just cannot wait. Day one, I hope he pardons every last one of them. And this useless Kristen Welker, I think is her name, who is the latest host of Meet the Press. Meet the Press used to be actually a pretty decent news Sunday morning news show. A guy named Tim Russert was the anchor of that. He was the host of that. He played it straight. He absolutely played it straight. But now it's, of course, you know, a DEI joke. And this idiot woman, no interest at all. No curiosity at all on her part about what's going on with these people. How are they being misused or anything like that? And her whole thing is, what these people pleaded guilty. You can ask virtually anyone who understands the criminal justice system, especially these horrid monsters with the Department of Justice. You ask them about overcharging. Overcharging is the feds, but also the state, the government. Okay, here we go. Overcharging is what many government lawyers do, prosecutors, attorneys general, whatever you want to call them. They overcharge. They come up with every conceivable crime charge that they can think of. Every conceivable one. And the combined time in jail, if you're found guilty, is like 1,000 years. And you sit down with this poor slob, who's probably not even guilty of anything, and say, look, you're going to be charged with 20 different crimes. And the combined total of incarceration in years is like 1,000 years. Because this could be served consecutively instead of concurrently. So you're looking at 1,000 years with all of these crimes that I can charge you with, or you can plead guilty to trespassing or to X, Y, or Z and spend only 2 years in our gulag. Do you want to plead guilty? But I didn't do anything. That's not the question. The question is, do you want to plead guilty and spend 2 years in the federal gulags or the state gulags? The states do this as well, overcharging. Or do you want to risk spending the rest of your natural life here? Because we're going to throw the book at you because that's what we do. And you can't afford to fight us. You know, a lot of these people political prisoners couldn't even get lawyers to support them, to help them. Because they were making just enough money so they would not need court-appointed attorneys to defend them. And the whole system in Washington, D.C. is so rigged with these judges. Julie Kelly has done fantastic work on this whole ugly, ugly episode of American history. And she names the judges, she names the prosecutors, and you can follow her on Twitter, Julie Kelly. This woman deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor, or a Congressional Award Medal of some sort. She has been doing just incredible work on this issue, just absolutely incredible. But the overcharging, and this stupid woman on NBC, she knows this. She knows this. When the feds overcharge you with everything under the sun, what choice do you really have? And Trump addressed that. Why, you mean you'd pardon people who pleaded guilty? When they're facing the rest of their lives in prison over charges that stuff that didn't even do. It's called overcharging. And I have a theory. I have a theory about why so many black males voted for Trump in the last election and why he is so popular among black males. First, he's very comfortable around them, as always has been, never been an issue. But also, they see, in fact, Dave Chappelle actually addressed this in one of his stand-ups, a brilliant stand-up piece, about why so many black men, including Dave Chappelle, really respect Donald Trump, because Donald Trump was telling the truth from day one about how the whole system is rigged, how the criminal justice system is rigged. And what Donald Trump said there about overcharging and all that, I will bet you virtually every black male listening to this show or listening to that description was nodding his head going, oh yeah, yeah. Because that's what prosecutors do. Many of them, federal, state, sometimes local, they overcharge. And then they brag about their conviction rate. I got a 99% conviction rate. I'm a U.S. attorney, 99% conviction rate. I'm a local prosecutor, 99% conviction rate. Well, that's how they do it. They use the insane power of government, whether it's the federal government or the state government or local government, overcharge these poor bastards who cannot afford top quality legal representation. And then what choice do they have? The whole system, really, honest to God, is rigged. Donald Trump is right. Black Americans certainly understand this. Libertarians like me certainly understand this. And more Americans in general are understanding this. The overcharging to force people to plead guilty to something they did not do because the alternative is so hideous that they really have no choice. And the propaganda press, like this stupid woman who was interviewing him, was incredulous. Why they pleaded guilty? Why would you pardon them? But they pleaded guilty. It's blue pill virtual reality. And the media is playing its role, backing up the deep state. When Donald Trump and Dimitri tell you that everything is rigged, believe them.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
And the rocket's
nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.